It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday, Justin Bieber reminded his fans that Easter isn't about a bunny bringing eggs filled with candy. He shared a heartfelt message about Easter from the notes section on his phone. He wrote, "Jesus has changed my life. Easter is not about a bunny. It's a reminder that my Jesus died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead, defeating death. I believe this happened and it changes everything. I am set free from bondage and shame. I am a child of the Most High God, and he loves me exactly where I am, how I am, for who I am."
I still think he's a little turd, but it would be cool, not necessarily if he's super religious now, but maybe that helped him get his stuff together. You know what I mean? Because he was such a hot mess.
Yeah, he's been super involved in his church now for a couple years. Great. Black Chyna was caught on video in a screaming match with a man at Six Flags after some other park guests set her off. She turned her own daughter's stroller into a weapon, throwing it towards people and wildly swinging it around at Six Flags Magic Mountain just outside LA Sunday.
Oh. Who is that?
Black Chyna?
That's Black Chyna.
This woman, I absolutely hate her.
Please tell me the baby wasn't in the stroller.
No, the baby wasn't in the stroller, but like, come on. Like, this girl should not have custody of her kids. Can I just say that?
I don't think any of them should have custody of that child.
Well, she clearly is not capable of being a good parent. More men are getting plastic surgery now than ever, and they're asking for Brad Pitt's eyes. The number of cosmetic surgeries performed on men has increased more than 325% between 97 and 2015. Plastic surgeons say men are coming in and asking for Pitt's eyes, Tom Cruise's nose, and Harry Styles' lips.
Now let me ask you, and I got Liv the Web Girl here too. Is that what you'd like to see in a guy, or are there different people you think you'd rather see your man look like?
Harry Styles' lips, 100%. He is a sexy mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So I
would
say yes.
Harry Styles.
Okay, so maybe they're not that far off then.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is in stable condition after undergoing heart surgery on Thursday in Los Angeles. The former governor of California underwent a procedure that was planned. His spokesman said Arnold is awake, and his first words were, "Actually, I'm back." So he's in good spirits.
I'll be back, yeah, okay.
And I thought that was cute. Actress Alison Stoner, who is best known for her roles in Cheaper by the Dozen, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and being a backup dancer for Missy Elliott, revealed she's gay in a personal essay in Teen Vogue. She recalled the moment she felt her heart race over the sight of a female instructor while in attendance to a dance workshop and told her mom and friends right afterwards. She said, "I fell in love with a woman." The young star was warned by her coworkers that coming out could damage her career and possibility of landing jobs. She said that she still chooses, though, to follow her truth.
Good for her.
In a third installment of Bill and Ted.
What?
Or is a third installment of Bill and Ted actually happening? According to Entertainment Weekly, maybe. The movie is reportedly titled Bill and Ted Face the Music. Producers hope to have some good news regarding financial backers within the next month or so. Lead actors Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter have kept in touch over the years, and the possibility of a new Bill and Ted movie actually first came up over a decade ago.
Chris and Ed came to us, in 2007?
2000, yeah.
And with the idea of doing it, and they pitched us an idea that sounded great, and then they've been really collaborative with us, which is really cool.
For me, the fun of Bill and Ted is the fun of interacting with Keanu and the banter and the way we play with the language and the characters. That's really what's fun about those movies.
And Taylor Swift made a surprise appearance at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville on Saturday and performed for about 40 people at the same place where she started her musical career. That's where she got discovered. Taylor was invited to perform by the evening's headliner, country songwriter Craig Wiseman. She performed acoustic versions of Shake It Off, Love Story, and Better Man. At one point, Taylor said, "I wanted to say a big thank you to the Bluebird Cafe. I think any songwriter in town would echo my sentiments and say that this is the kind of place where this exists, this particular place where you get to come and hear the writers take on the songs they've put out into the world." Taylor's performance was reportedly filmed for a documentary in honor of the Bluebird Cafe's 35th anniversary. During the show, Wiseman shared a story about Taylor taking shots of Fireball whiskey during a CMT after party. He then pulled out a bottle of Fireball and they had a shot together. That is the garbage.
I couldn't picture her drinking Fireball.
She drinks a lot now. Like, I mean, her whole last album, every single song mentions alcohol.
Yeah, she's like, "Well, I couldn't drink for a long time. Now I'm going to get wasted." Thanks, Alex. You can check out the garbage radio at iWendy.com. Also on our Instagram. Follow us. It's Joe and Alex Show.